Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8:45, 16 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Another windy, hot, I'll say, muggy day ahead. And next hour, we're going to talk to Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. We had a lot of confusion going on with tolls with the Belchase Bridge. Also, a lot of texts that are being sent out about unpaid tolls. It's a scam. We'll delve into that with Alex. Then we're going to talk to Deuce McAllister, about his thoughts on how the Saints' offseason's gone so far. Kellen Moore, what his biggest questions are. Look ahead to the draft. So a lot coming up there. Right now we're joined by Louisiana State Senator Patrick McMath from Covington to talk about the upcoming session. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm all right, sir. Tell me what some of your things that you're focused on for the session, some of the bills you pre-filed are about.
Well, first and foremost, you know, insurance rates, home, auto, that's something that's always on the top of people's minds, something that we hear of, and quite honestly, we pay too much for it, both me personally and my constituents. And so we're doing I got a bill that I'd like to talk to you about today. I just filed it, Senate Bill 52. It provides a tax exemption for if you receive a fortified roof grant to beef up your roof. So I was surprised, quite honestly, that grant was taxed as income when I found out just a few days ago. And so filed this bill to make it easier and more affordable for folks to fortify their homes and in preparation of of the storms that we have to endure in Louisiana and with an attempt to help lower homeowners insurance premiums.
I want to ask you about that, because I was talking to a guy that owns a roofing company not too long ago, and he echoed something that somebody told me before Katrina, and that it concerns garage doors. And if the garage door is not fortified and the garage door comes off, fortified roof or not, if it's like 120 mile an hour winds, the door kind of folds like an aluminum can. And at that point, the wind rushes in and, fortified or not, lifts the roof off of your house. And I had forgotten about that until I was talking to this man in a roofing business. And that kind of got my attention about insurance rates and fortified roofs, et cetera. Has any thought been given to that? Any research in the fortification of garage doors or the importance of it?
I think you might have just stumbled upon a pretty good business idea there, Tommy. Something I didn't think of, quite honestly, until you just said that. But it, from a construction standpoint, it makes perfect sense. We need to get the Insurance Institute to take a look at that.
So is that something legislatively you would begin to look at or not?
Well, I don't know of any program that has a fortified garage door program, but I guess we need to look into it.
Talk about the fortified roof program. Is there any way a fortified home, and I guess if you're going to include garage doors, it would be a fortified home, but is there any way to find more money to expand that program so more people, because as it stands now, it's a lottery, right? So maybe you can, maybe you can't. Depends if your number comes up, to make it more available to people.
It is, and we need, as a legislature, we need to prioritize. I mean, and we do. We've got a lot of people up there right now that are fighting on figuring out ways to lower not just homeowners insurance, but auto insurance and health insurance, quite honestly. That grant amount would be considered, a one-time expense that the state legislature can allocate money to every year. And as long as we have money to put into that program, I think you're going to see that being prioritized. Because, again, we have to make Louisiana affordable for people to live.
Somebody texted in about car insurance, and they related it to tariffs. And I don't mean to bring you into the tariff conversation, but they're saying that if the price of cars goes up, price of used cars go up. If something gets damaged, it's going to have.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To be replaced, the price of that goes up perhaps with tariffs. Are you concerned about that as it relates to the fight to bring down auto insurance rates in the state?
Yeah, I think everything is obviously connected with what's going on with the Trump administration and these proposed tariffs. It's my understanding, though, that those tariffs are for vehicles that are made outside of the United States and imported in. So I would encourage buy U.S. while you can. And but look, we're also, I got to give it to Governor Landry and Secretary Susan Bourgeois. We've just made a tremendous announcement about the Hyundai steel manufacturing plant that's coming to Louisiana. It is known and it is out there that Louisiana is open for business with the Meta data center that's going in Richland Parish in North Louisiana, the Hyundai plant. There is over 300 projects that are in the pipeline that Secretary Bourgeois and Governor Landry are working to bring to Louisiana. There's no reason why we shouldn't be able to get an auto plan if one's on the table.
But, you know, when it comes to buying American, that's not as easy as it sounds because the parts are made here and maybe cross the border several times back and forth till they wind up in a car.
I am fairly certain that I was driving on the interstate the other day and a rock flew up and busted my windshield. And I'm fairly certain I'm going to have to import that windshield. I'm not looking forward to the extra 25%. I can tell you that.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back 8:50, 10 till 9. Traffic now, WWL. 8:55, 5 till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to State Senator Patrick McMath about the upcoming session. Back in March, West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey signed a bill in a law that the legislature passed to eliminate 7 artificial dyes: red dye number 3, number 40, yellow dye number 5, number 6, blue dye number 1, number 2, green dye number 3 from food products and drugs sold in the state, and the preservatives, and I got to be careful here, I don't want to curse, butylated hydroxyanisole and propylparaben will also be banned. And Senator McMath, I know you've also addressed some of the stuff that's going to be included or should be included in school lunches, right? Talk about that.
That's right. And this bill, Tommy, it's Senate Bill 14. This is the one that I'm by far and away the most excited about. I chair the Senate Health and Welfare Committee. It's one of my duties and obligations as the chairman of that committee to promote and ensure that folks are educated at the very least on what makes them healthy and what makes them sick. And food has a tremendous amount to do with how we feel and how our body operates. It is literally the fuel that fuels us, right? And so I went down this rabbit hole. To get a little personal, my wife was diagnosed with a nutrition-based illness about a year and a half ago, and really kind of dug into the research and started reading books and listening to podcasts about about nutrition. And if you haven't read it yet, please, I would encourage everyone to go and read Good Energy by Casey and Callie Means. And that book and others that I've read and discussions that I've had with those folks and RFK Jr. is a big promoter of this, has really led me to how we got to Senate Bill 14. And it is a comprehensive nutrition-based bill. It deals with everything from prohibiting ultra-processed food in schools to requiring warning labels for products that contain ingredients that are banned already in Europe that have been found to be dangerous. It deals in seed oils and continuing education for physicians. It is by far and away the most comprehensive nutrition bill that's going to go through any legislature this year. But it's based on bills that have gone through West Virginia, like you said, Texas, Utah, Arizona, Florida. All of these states are passing legislation because there's this tremendous movement that's taking place right now in this country post-COVID, where people are really paying attention for the first time in a very, very long time to their personal health and their children's health and what goes in food and what ingredients are in the stores that we're shopping in and what chemicals we're using on our plants. And so this bill is a reflection of that movement.
I'm not a big fan of processed food, but have you ever seen the documentary Fed Up?
I have.
And you know the damage that sugar causes to young people and obesity and the problems that result as a result that happen as a result of people consuming so much sugar, right?
Louisiana has nearly a 40% obesity rate. All right, it's one of the highest in the country, and a country, by the way, that has the highest obesity rate in the world. So another list that we shouldn't be on. But I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we're consuming things that didn't exist 80 years ago, like the artificial sugars and the dyes. And if you can't, like you had a very difficult time pronouncing an ingredient. If you have a hard time, reading a word, you probably shouldn't be eating it because it's not real. It's not natural. And our bodies don't know how to process that. Right. And it's no one's fault. This is big food and it's been a very profitable business. Yep.
We got to run. Senator, good luck with doing anything with sugar in the state because it's not going to happen. And, if you saw Fed Up, the Obamas tried to take on big food and that didn't happen so well either. It backed them down. So I would suggest y'all watch Fed Up if you get a chance. They got a little bit of politics in there, but mainly stick to the science about how your body processes sugar, and it'll explain why so many of us have so hard of a time maintaining our weight. Thank you, Senator McMath. We'll be back with Alex Hammerstone and Internet Scams.